Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Patricia brought his mommy to his interview with the Patriots.
He just probably brings Belichick with him now.
Well, now
where he goes.
Now,
how do you think he got the Detroit job?
His football daddy. That's how.
Yeah.
So really not that different. I love how Patricia says, yeah, we always would talk about that when it was Brady and Manning.
Always.
It's like, oh yeah, he's not going against the defense. That's another way of saying, like, I had one of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history. It's like,
oh my God,
I was responsible for stopping Peyton Manning.
Like
that's kind of, I know he didn't say that, but that's yeah. kind of what he's saying.
That's a tough listen, those three guys.
Oh, yeah.
I have all this respect in the world for Bill Belichick, less so the other two. And then the three of them, though, like on their high horse.
Yeah.
Because Bill does know more about football. But for those other two guys to think that
I got probably one of the biggest plays in the fourth quarter in the history of the NFL where I think I did a pretty good job.
Oh, you think it's about Brady and Manning?
Yeah,
it's actually about the defense.
Yeah, like, get out of here.
And the coaches on defense.
So they are not,
losers.
It's all about defense.
Losers. All right, Keith, you requested based on Keith
from
Madness.
I want to hear from this. So apparently 25% of the survey, they had like 1,400 people between the ages of 18 and 27 interviewing for jobs.
Which is Gen Z,
apparently. 25% brought their parents to the interview.
So, again, didn't drive them and drop them off.
Wasn't, like, asking for help, whatever. That's,
No. Showed up to the interview.
Yes.
And sat down. 25% of Gen Z.
Brought their parents to the interview.
All right, so we requested some interesting hiring stories from all the small business owners out there. I'm sure we're huge in the small business community.
Mostly businesses listen to us.
Yeah, I can't imagine who would be larger in the small business community.
Mm-hmm.
Tim in Virginia. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, I just have two comments. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
One, if you bring your parent to a job interview, you're not getting hired by me because they're not going to be there, or are they going to be there every day to bring you to work? That ain't going to work. So, secondly, I had an interview with a guy one time, young man, 20, 25 years old, who used to work at, I think it was, I don't know if I can say, Golden Corral or one of those types buffet places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm interviewing him, and I said, okay, why'd you leave Golden Corral? And he said, well, my manager and I didn't get along, and I cut him. And I said, what do you mean you cut him? And he goes, well, we got in an argument, and I took a knife, and I cut him on the arm.
Okay, well, maybe that person needs their mom and dad at the interview.
Yeah. No redemption story there. You didn't hire him, and he was Employee of the Month. I'm guessing.
No. I'm guessing he was out.
You're like, oh, we'll get back to you. We're not going to. Tell you right now. I'm not going to anger you right now.
You know what? We have your resume.
Yep.
And
keep it on file.
Yeah, we'll keep that on file.
Keep it on file. You know we're going to look back on it.
We'll get back to you.
It's like, I saw you throw it in the trash can.
No, this is the filing cabinet.
We do things differently here.
That's where we keep them. All the really good ones.
Looks like the trash.
Yeah. Danny's in Maine. Hello, Danny.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I had a pretty interesting story. So I used to run at Tim Hortons way, way back, and I had interviewed people all the time. I mean, fast food, you got constantly interviews coming in and out. And one in particular, I remember, I had a, it was this young man is probably just out of high school, looking for a job, came in. I was like, sure, you know, I'll give him a chance, bring him for an interview. He was a twin, and his identical twins. And when I had first met him, I didn't notice anything different. But then when I had the interview with him, I noticed he had a scar above his eye, and I was like, oh, you know, I just kind of remember that.
A scar
right above his eye.
Yeah.
And he interviewed really well. I mean, like, much better than the first interaction with him. Like, he was on point. Everything was great. And I was like, all right. So I offered him the job on the spot. He came in to start. His first day of work, didn't have a scar above his eye. Like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of noticed it. Hmm. So I asked him about it. And then he said, oh, yeah, you know, this may have some excuse. I put some, like, cover up on it. About a week later, his brother came in to pick him up from work, and he had a scar above his eye. His brother did the interview for him.
I kind of like it. That's
the old switcheroo.
If you're a twin, there's got to be some sort of advantage that you can have. Uh-huh. There was an old storyline where the Bella twins in wrestling,
uh-huh.
they were
again, go on.
One would wrestle
uh-huh.
mid-match, a little distraction, ref's looking that way. Then comes the other one, fresh.
Nice.
Fresh as a daisy.
Nice.
Now, they had to kind of squash that storyline. Let's just say one of the twins has something the other twin doesn't have. So it's kind of easy to tell the difference.
Like what?
It's a feature on the body. Oh,
like a physical feature.
Yeah, that's different. One of them's
one or
different
two.
Than the other. It's two. It's different than
see.
The other one is what
okay,
I'm saying.
I follow. I think
so
I
they
follow.
Had to kind
I'm pretty
of
sure
one made a purchase that separated her from the other.
Got it.
At one point, identical
strong
twins.
Purchase.
I'm not going to say whether it's good or bad, yeah. Jones. That's not for me to determine.
It's just, you know, it's just a question.
A classic twin or twin swap.
Yeah, the Morris
that's not
is
bad.
Twin magic.
The Morris twins magic. Shared a bank account.
You sure did.
They did. Yeah, they had one bank account. Both their paychecks went in there. They just had one bank.
They beat the snot out of that one guy too.
Yeah, that was some twin power there in that.
Yep.
There was a show on VH1 called I think it was VH1 called Twinning
and Twins.
And Twins.
I remember the old local.
What network was Twinning on? That was actually not a bad
Twinning?
Show. Yeah,
I don't remember that, but I do remember the gas station in our town growing up also had videotapes that you could rent.
Uh-huh.
Like, they didn't have a huge collection, and I would rent Twins, like, every other week. No, not that kind. It was Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. They were twins. I watched that movie 1,000 times
I've
growing
seen
up.
It. De Niro was in that.
No, he wasn't. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, though.
Here you
it's
go.
A good combo.
Twinning.
Okay.
VH1. One season. Was not renewed.
VH1.
One season. Twinning.
Oh.
And, yeah, they do various competitions where, like, you know, they have, like, twins have an odd connection. And so
I mean, I would say a very special one.
Yeah, well, maybe special is a better word for it.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, good program. Mm-hmm. Big Brother famously did the twin switcheroo where they'd bring on the different twin week to week.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, no, I mean, it took them a long time to figure that out.
I mean, even credit to that guy for noticing the scar. I don't notice anything about anybody. They'd be like, oh, hey, you look, that's the same person. It's got to be. You're telling me you're the same person?
They didn't even look alike.
You're the same person.
Like, honestly, that we have interns roll through here. I'm like, yeah, you're same this guy. Intern.
Man, dude, you've been here forever. This is my first day. Like, all right, it's fine.
You say there was a good text on this as well, 37937? Someone from the chat, Josh in the chat. Oh, here it is. He said, I had a parent to call and ask if their son could have a day off the day after I denied the kid's request. I fired him.
Yeah, that's,
says Josh.
Didn't get
chat.
What he wants. Has the mom call in.
Mom, my boss wouldn't give me the day off.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
She's like, I'll show him. We're going on a family vacation.
Uh-huh.
I'll ask for you. And they fired him.
Yeah, that one's not working out that way.
Okay.
There you go.
Makes sense.
Twin magic.
On Belichick. Belichick was asked there. About Drake May. Effectively, they were talking about Drake May.
Doesn't want to talk about it.
Bill punted on it.
Yeah.
I think that's strange, by the way. Like, why is that so hard for Bill to be like, oh, yeah, well, now they have the quarterback, and, like, they didn't. But that has nothing to do with Bill, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's not, like, a shot at him
like,
or
Bill
anything.
Didn't pass on Drake May, or
no.
It's not like he's playing better without Belichick.
I'd say
like,
almost everybody else that's on the team, coaching staff included, there's more of a input from Bill,
or,
but like not for Drake May.
Why wouldn't you talk about it? Like a dump on him if you want, you know?
Yeah.
Focus on the 17 minus
picks.
Plays that Picard was talking about. The picks.
Can't turn it over.
Right.
Can't turn it over in this league.
I don't get why he just decided not to even engage on that. That's odd to me.
Yeah, that is weird. Maybe because it was more positive?
Well, that's what I think. I think it was more positive, but like, so what? Bill could lean in on the negativity there. It's at least you can certainly make a case that Drake May turned it over too much and it cost them points.
It will
Bill should have leaned in on that.
If Mac Jones ends up playing a lot on Sunday, that would be pretty fascinating to get Bill's breakdown. Now, he might skip over the game, but if it's Drake May and the Patriots versus Mac Jones and the Jaguars, really regardless of the outcome, that either might, Mac Jones beats them
that
or...
might be a skip. That might be a skip.
That
Bill.
Might be like, oh my God, you see the Steeler game? Like, yeah. I forget the Steeler game. These guys love talking about the Steelers on that show. They it's do. Like, talk about the Patriots. But yeah, I decided to kind of go a different direction. But also kind of, you know, what we have learned this week with Bill Belichick is... He's not going to the Jets, right? On the Manning cast, he's just dumping all over the Jets, so he's not going to the Jets. But also, in that clip there, doesn't think the quarterback in 2024 is the most important thing.
No, it's about defense.
We understand it's a team game. We understand there's 11 guys on the field at all times.
But it is less of a team game than it was like 10 years ago, 20 years
but
ago.
But by definition, it's a team game. It this is. Isn't tennis. But this isn't golf.
But it's more quarterback-centric than
yes,
it's ever
of
been.
Yes, of course it is. It's okay. still the most important position.
Yeah,
I acknowledge
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And now, you know, because people would argue, like, is wins a quarterback stat? I feel like 20 years ago, it was a little bit more muddy. I think now, like, it is.
It's
like,
a
now
quarterback
it's like,
stat.
Yeah, like, I hang the wins on the quarterbacks.
Yep.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, to dismiss that and be like, guys, there's a defense. Yeah, we know there's a defense. Are you telling me every player on the field is equal? Because that's insane. And it felt like the last few years, Bill kind of thought that, right? Like Bill would draft a guard in the first round. That's outrageous. Like, unless you're drafting, I don't know, Zach Martin, and even then, I'm not doing it. Or what's his name? Quentin Nelson. Even then, probably not doing it. But at least those guys are like all pro guards. But that is sort of the, like, hey, everybody's kind of equal. We need good players at all levels and all that stuff. It's like, no, you need the quarterback. And now you need the receivers, which we've been talking about all day because the AFC East realizes that, everybody but the Patriots.
Yeah, so, look, I find that to be an outdated way of viewing it, for sure. If you had to power rank where Jacksonville fits in for destinations for Bill, I think I'd have him one. I think I'd have Jacksonville number one most likely for Belichick. I think they're desperate for him, which means they would pay him. It means they would give him the full power there, which is something they've done with Urban Meyer. You looked up what they're paying Doug Peterson. It's more than Jerry Jones is paying Mike McCarthy. It's more than the Eagles are paying Nick Sirianni. Like, Shad Khan has more of a chance to pay Belichick, more of a chance to give him power. They're desperate in Jacksonville, I think, for like any kind of star power, which, let's face it, Dallas and Philly, I think, are less desperate for. I don't think he'd have power in either organization. I think it's questionable whether or not either one would pay him. The more we talk it out, and I was initially dismissive of Bill and the Jaguars, I think it makes sense the Jaguars would be desperate for him. And I really don't know what other kind of options he's going to have. I really don't.
So
and that
yeah.
might be the only option.
No,
for
the Jaguars are much more on the board than I would have thought, certainly at the beginning of this season. Not that they were going to keep Doug Peterson or anything, but I was like, I think he wants to get the wins record. He obviously wants to get paid, but you can maybe do that in a lot of places. And I think he would obviously love to win another Super Bowl, right? The whole Brady Belichick thing became not even worth discussing after Brady won a Super Bowl in his first year with Bruce Arians. So I think for Bill, I don't think he'd want to go to that bad of a team. And the Falcons, the fact that he's talking to the Falcons, I thought was strange. But then you know what? Like, they brought in Kirk Cousins. They're actually at least a playoff team or a playoff contender. So maybe they're not like a bottom out team. Jaguars are bottoming out.
Yeah.
Like, their franchise quarterback's not the franchise
quarterback.
They're
going to have to reset at that position. Exactly.
So,
yeah.
I would put the Jaguars up pretty high because I think that might be one of the few opportunities. I think they would offer them money and I think they'd offer them control. I still have Dallas number one. I still think Jerry Jones, and you hear how frustrated he is. He is at or beyond his breaking point. Mike McCarthy's not going to last. They're either going to miss the playoffs and it's going to be an obvious firing, or they're going to make the playoffs and lose in the first round. And they have talent there. They have signed some of their guys. And I think also on the list of Bill Belichick reasons to coach is to stick it to Robert Kraft.
Yep.
And I think you do it way more so in Dallas than you would in Jacksonville.
I do agree with that. And, you know, the wins record is somewhere on the list. I'd agree with that as well. But if you don't have a lot of options, that may be your dance partner. So I think Jacksonville's number one, honestly. And I didn't feel that way a few weeks ago. But the more I think it out, the more they make sense. So the Jaguars are interesting for a variety of reasons, I think. Mac Jones is going to get his second chance, I think, soon in Jacksonville.
Yeah, they've been, like, going to him a couple of times already this
year.
He's
gotten into two games, including last week.
It's the opposite of what he was in last year.
Correct.
He's the Bailey Zappe
now. He is Bailey Zappe, yeah. Replacing the starting quarterback every week. Trevor Lawrence is probably getting asked about it. Doug Peterson is getting asked about what they're going to do at quarterback. there's some annoying Adam Jones look-alike, sound-alike.
The Jacksonville Adam Jones.
The Jacksonville Adam Jones is asking that question every week to Trevor Lawrence on
Horrifying.
The radio. And so take Jacksonville out of it for a second, where Mac is. Is Mac deserving of a second chance as a starting quarterback?
I don't think he's deserving of it. I just think it is a it's all about – it's a numbers game. There aren't enough good quarterbacks in the NFL. If every single quarterback in the NFL was healthy, he's still on a roster as a backup like he was to begin the year. But then guys drop like flies due to injury or poor performance, and he's eventually going to start. So I don't think he is going to start a season as like, hey, he's our guy, and we want him to start all year.
But he could get in there, play well, and maybe keep a job.
He either backs up a solid starter and takes over at some point, or he's the placeholder for like the rookie.
Well,
like,
think
he's
about,
the Jacoby Brissett somewhere.
Well, think about some of the reclamation projects we mentioned earlier. Geno Smith, he was brought in at the same time as Drew Lock to replace Russell Wilson. They were going to duel it out, and Geno Smith just kept the job.
Exactly.
I mean, Sam Darnold was brought in. Some of it was injury to J.J. McCarthy, but he was brought in to keep the seat warm for J.J. McCarthy. Now he's running with
Even
it.
If McCarthy was healthy at this point, you'd be like, well, we're going to keep starting Sam Darnold with 5-0.
I mean, if Darnold goes to the playoffs this year, so like, I don't know that McCarthy's the guy next year for them.
I think he'll be on an NFL roster enough to have those opportunities.
I'm with you. I don't think he's deserving of it. He's going to get a second chance. And maybe it's in the scenario you're painting where he's brought in to compete and he gets the job. He's not just handed a job somewhere.
I mean, Zach Wilson's still in the league, and he was much worse than Mac.
Oh, way worse.
Yeah.
Way worse. A couple of texts here. 37937 mixed in with our Belichick and Mac thoughts with the Jaguars on tap this weekend. These are still rolling in, Keith. I like this. 37937. I had a kid that I fired have his mom call and demand I hired him back.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I'm sure that worked.
Like that, that's one I feel like I can wrap my head around.
You've convinced me.
Mommy showing up to the interview is odd. That one makes sense to me. You get some Karen yelling at you.
Uh-huh.
Another one, I managed a retail store, and there were 16, 17-year-old girl who worked there who was a cashier. Her mother came to pick her up because there was a thunderstorm and she was afraid of them.
T-storms.
Yeah.
It could be a phobia. It's like I'm unaware of it, but.
It's like my dog.
Yeah, my dog doesn't like, hates fireworks.
Run, can't stand fireworks.
Thunder, not ideal either.
Run right down into a corner in the bathroom.
Yep.
That's what he'll do.
Mm-hmm. So it's
maybe,
not good.
Maybe you feel I can understand a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yikes. You go home from work.
She hears that. Somebody out there is calling their mom to come pick them up.
That's
work.
Tough.
I think I heard thunderstorms out.
Yeah, that was not ideal. I cut, not that I cut her slack, but like the 15, 16-year, 17-year-olds that have to like, that kind might not be able to drive.
A little more leeway.
Well, yeah, because I think there's a little bit more of a, maybe they can't physically get themselves to the job, so there's going to be a little bit more parent interaction. But like 18 and older, it's like, that's kind of
you still don't want mom and dad sitting in on the interview.
No. Never on the interview process, but I'm just saying like they might pick you up from work. Like that's not the end of the world.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah. But everything else, you're not even calling the boss.
Calling your mom because it's thundering outside feels like...
Well,
maybe there's something else we got to do.
We don't
know
enough about that phobia, is what I would say.
Is that what it is? We got to do more research.
It could be pretty devastating.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Billy Lanny with all the latest here in trending. And coming up next, it's time for Grab Bag.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Sure is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, all the stories we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. Let's start with baseball, Jones, as last night the Yankees defeated the Guardians 6-3, so they are up 2-0 in the ALCS. Meanwhile, the NLCS continues tonight. Dodgers-Mets game 3, series tied at 1. They're playing this one in Queens tonight. It'll be Walker Buehler versus Luis Severino. Anything there?
No, not much. I mean, I said before I want Yankees and Dodgers, so, you know, I guess I know where we're pulling. But, yeah, no, not many thoughts on that pitching matchup.
It's my grab bag, and I need it now.
We have Bruins action tonight taking on the Colorado Avalanche. It's a late one. 9:30 puck drop, I believe.
Yeah, we're expecting Swayman. It should be Swayman.
Should be the Swayman. Colorado off to a 0-3 start, despite Ooh. Having a couple of the best players in the game.
Oh.
Are they vulnerable, or
do
they snap out of it tonight and they take out all their aggression on the Bruins?
So the two things I want to see. Number one is the Swayman start again. He should. Yeah. And then you give my guy Corpy Utah.
Nice soft landing spot.
Yeah, Saturday,
oh, yeah, they got hockey club coming up.
Yep. They got the Utah Hockey Club. And then you also want to see just how the Bruins respond after Monty aired him out the other day.
Yeah, he was steaming.
Yeah, so they should respond, right? Yeah. And if they don't, you got to wonder if he's getting tuned out early on in his lame duck coaching year.
But
yeah,
will they?
Well,
that's the million-dollar question.
Find out. We'll tell you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I have a structured settlement, and I need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877.
Grab bag.
These have gotten lawless.
Yeah, it's really anything goes at this point.
It's a free plug for J.G. Wentworth.
Yeah, that really is. I know. We'll probably have to dump that one. All right, the Celtics had their preseason finale last night to the Raptors. They came up just short, but the regulars played. Al Horford made his preseason debut. Jason Tatum went for 24, so they played most of their guys, and they opened up the season Tuesday. It is sneaking up on us.
Less than a week away from the season opener. Let me tell you.
It's pretty good. You excited about that?
Well, let me just say this.
You know
this probably sounds dumb because it's a preseason game and who cares?
Don't beat yourself up.
And from where Tatum finished last year, Tatum looked pretty locked in. The game was re-airing this morning. I was watching some of it this morning.
Yeah, you were watching a re-air of the preseason game?
It was on NBC Sports Boston this morning. I was getting ready and I was watching some of it. No, Tatum looked good and I want to see him. I'd like to see him be motivated. I know a lot of people assume he's going to be angry and he's on a mission after Steve Kerr. I don't necessarily believe it, but I feel like I saw some of that in the preseason game. So let's see if it carries over to the regular season or if I was just watching for a random 5 minutes where he was hot.
No, I like that.
But let's see if that carries over.
All right.
Say hi to your girlfriend for me.
Yeah, say hi to your girlfriend for me.
She's not my girlfriend, okay?
Recky loves.
Grab back.
Recky loves.
Grab back.
Giants left tackle Andrew Thomas out indefinitely with a foot injury.
Oh, boy.
Any thoughts on that?
You know what? I didn't get any shares of Tyrone Tracy, but if I did, I'd be nervous. Yeah.
This is your brain. This is...
Grab bag.
This is your brain on...
Grab bag.
Any questions?
Travis Hunter is expected to play Saturday versus Arizona. He got hurt last week in their game against Kansas State. But that's good news.
Well, and he'll be matching up against the 6'5 Devontae Smith.
Oh, that's right.
6'5", Jones!
6'5", Jones!
That's who he's going to be.
That was the call of the day right there.
Yeah, it was. Strong call.
6'5", Jones. Yeah, the 6'5", Devontae Smith, McMillan.
Tetarella?
What was
Nick dumped
that.
Nick dumped that. Tetarella?
He just tried to say it real fast. Like, he'd be like, yeah, that was it. Nailed it.
Francesa McLovinus.
McLovinus. I mean, I know Al Albuquerque. I didn't know it was Alberto Albuquerque.
I think it's Tetarella.
Okay.
I think so.
So, yeah, Travis Hunter, though.
Let's just call him the 6'5 Devontae Smith. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Could be the next New England Patriots, that's a good Summer's saying.
That's a good matchup for him defensively. Yeah. And then, yeah, let's see him catch some passes.
I'm looking forward to that.
Jordan Reed, again, had him going number two to the Patriots in a mock today.
That's pretty good.
That's a big grab bag.
Joel Embiid thinks he may never play in back-to-backs ever again.
How can you take Philly seriously? Like, honestly, like, the people who are like, watch out for Philly, this is the year.
Why?
I don't get how you can buy in on that team until you see them do it. It's probably not fair to them, but, like, how? How?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, there's no back-to-backs in the playoffs, I guess, would be the one kind of thing.
The guys,
like, he hasn't played in back-to-backs in like 2 years.
How old is he?
How old is Joel Embiid?
Is he even?
His birth certificate in front of
him. Okay, but like already he's like, yeah, for the rest of my career, I'll never play 2 days in a row.
He doesn't think so.
He's 30.
He's 30 years old.
I don't
As soon as you hit 30,
like Al Horford doesn't play on back-to-back days. Al Horford's pushing 40. I get it. You're 30. You can't play two days in a row.
Remember being hungover in your 20s versus your 30s? Game changer.
Never mind, 40s.
20s, you're like, well, throw up, don't care.
I didn't even know what a hangover was in my 20s.
No, right.
I had no idea.
Nothing matters. You get up, you crack open a fresh brew. You don't
feel great. Now I can't move for 2 days.
40s? Yeah. Like, what did I do?
You're like, you had two Coors Lights.
Yeah. You should be fine. You had a whole meal of food, and you had two light beers. Meanwhile, Joel Embiid, professional athlete, can't play 2 games in a row.
Yeah, I can't.
Is he Al Horford now?
I can't take them seriously. I can't.
Grab bag.
I think that one's my favorite.
Yeah, that one's good. Yeah,
that's a good
one. I don't know who made that. That was a great one. Paul George, speaking of the 76ers, Paul George has a bone bruise in his knee. He's going to be reevaluated in a week.
That's your guy.
I do like PG-13.
That's your guy over there, so why don't you speak for him?
He is an injury concern, for sure. He's had some really good seasons. He's underrated. People don't give him enough credit.
He's underrated,
He is underrated.
Because he's hated.
People don't like him.
No.
People hate him, Jones. Yeah, people hate Paul George. No, I kind of like Paul George.
Yeah.
But I also don't think it's going to work in Philly. I have Cleveland, like Brad Stevens, a couple of hoop heads, me and Brad.
Sure.
Both have the Cavs as the next best team. I don't think it's the Sixers. Neither do you.
No, I would go New York over Philly, but I'm not sold on Philly.
Yeah, all right.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Grab bag?
Scottie Pippen Jr. has signed a multi-year deal with Memphis. He played a little bit with Memphis last year. This is something that is very confusing to me, and maybe you guys can figure this out. Maybe you know what I'm going to say.
I don't.
So Scottie Pippen Jr.
He sat in when the Grizzlies drafted his kid.
Senior, you mean?
I'm sorry. Senior sat in when Junior was drafted, yeah.
Does this make any sense to you? So it is. So the real Scottie Pippen is... Well, you know what I mean.
I do.
Is that his Twitter?
The Bulls, Scotty. Yeah, the real underscore Scotty Pippen. No, the not the fake. No, so the Bulls, Scotty Pippen, famously spelled his name Scottie.
Yep.
His son, Scotty Pippen Jr., spells it Scotty.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That can't be right. You're not the junior
you're
changing the spelling, right?
It's just it's like Scott. It's Scott Pippen Jr. and Scott Pippen Sr.
But if you're both going to go by Scotty, so it's like me and my dad.
I guess we got to see the birth certificates.
Me and my dad are both Richards.
Because you're
both a couple of Richards.
Because you're a what?
You're a Richard.
You're a third.
Oh, I'm a third.
You're a third.
But it went Dick, Rick, Rich in our family.
By nickname. But what's it say on the birth certificate?
Oh, I think it went by Richard. But my point is, so say my dad went by Ricky.
Yep.
And I also went by Ricky. And I was Ricky the third.
And I'm Ricky Keith the third.
But he's R-I-C-K-Y and I'm R-I-C-K-I-E.
Yeah.
I feel like you got to spell it the same way.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's a good point.
You're not really the junior.
You're not
at that
a
point.
Junior if you spell it differently. That's true.
Also, my favorite thing, it always reminds me of Gary Payton, who has two sons with, I think, different moms, but it's Gary Payton Jr. and Gary Payton the second.
Nice. That's
That doesn't make any sense either.
That's how you, well, no, that makes more sense than the Scottie Pippen spelling their name differently. Isn't he like real short compared to Scottie Pippen?
Scottie Pippen?
Scottie Pippen Senior.
Scottie Pippen Junior?
Scottie Pippen Junior is tiny.
Scottie Pippen.
Fit him in your pocket.
I think the real Scottie Pippen might be the most underrated player of all time. People trash him. I love Scottie Pippen.
Just ask him.
Well, yeah, I mean, he has a high, you know, he thinks highly of himself.
Yeah, it's true.
Scottie Pippen Jr., Scottie Pippen Light, yeah, only 6 foot one.
Scottie Pippen the first.
He's 6'7", probably.
6'8", is what I'm seeing.
6'8", yeah. Yeah, he's a lockdown defender.
Yeah.
Makes sense he had that kind of size. Dream Team 1, Dream Team 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his kid's just 6'1".
Yeah.
So is his mom, Larsa Pippen,
no.
who was with Michael Jordan Jr., or no?
Well, good question, actually.
See,
I don't know.
Now we're going down a whole rabbit hole.
Yeah,
you know who
are.
Would know this is you both know. Of our wives. Because that Larsa Pippen was on one of those Bravo shows.
Yeah, you watched Traitors, I thought. She was on
yep,
Traitors
son
with
Scottie Pippen
her son is Scottie Pippen Jr.
My mistake. I strike that from the record.
So that's why he's so short, because Larsa's 5'2".
Oh.
So Scottie's 6'8". That makes sense.
So based on Wikipedia,
uh-huh.
both of them are legally Scottie, and they're both legally Scottie with a Y.
Check the. I
what
told you. I told you
earth?
To check the birth
so
certificates.
Scottie Pippen Sr. is a Scottie with a Y, spells it with an I-E.
A little flair.
That's insane to me. That might be the biggest revelation we've ever had on
well,
the show.
Well, now give me your stance. So, now hang
Wikipedia.
On. Knowing that about Scottie.
No, but that's fine.
Does that change your Scottie Pippen Sr. take? Most underrated. Now you're rethinking it.
A little bit.
Yeah. You should, I think.
I now think Scottie Pippen Jr. is doing the right thing.
Yeah.
His name is Scottie with a Y.
Yeah.
He's like, that's what I'm going to be.
Yeah, the incorrect one here is Senior.
But he made that name famous.
Yeah.
How crazy is that, by the way?
Scottie Pippen won.
Like, if your parents named you Adam, and then you were like, yeah, I'll go by Adam. I'm just going to change the spelling.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get to change the spelling. That's not allowed.
The way a lot of people want to spell it, A-D-U-M-B. That would get spelled, start spelling it that way. Yeah.
Dumb.
Nailed it.
Dumb.
Nailed it.
This is really, I'm going to think about this the rest of the day.
Yeah, I can tell.
The Scottie thing has thrown me. His name.
Had help with the Pan thing.
Yeah, really. Like, so his name's not even Scott. I assumed it was Scott.
I thought it was Scott. No, they're both.
Scottie.
Again, Wikipedia.
Let's
no,
wind,
with a y.
Let's wind Scottie, it back. Though.
Scottie Maurice Pippen.
Let's wind it back to the parents naming a son Scottie. That seems problematic.
Scottie.
Not Scott.
No.
Scott, like they wrote on the birth certificate, Scottie. That's your name. You're not a Scott. You're Scottie.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
It is weird.
It's a generational thing.
I'm dressed as Scottie or Scottie.
That's one of my Comic-Con people. Well,
there you go.
She's dressed as Scottie or Scottie.
Nailed it.
It's kind of all comes together. Anyway, I could do this the rest of the show, but I won't. I will move on. there's got to be some other items to get to.
I want
to
dig deeper into that, though. More research.
Yeah. Let's get to this.
Trusty Craddy. Yeah. Grab bag. It's the grab bag for you and me.
Billy put me onto this. In Seoul, Korea, they have a new competition out there. It's called the Space Out Competition.
Oh,
where
like
they
outer
want
space.
You know.
Oh.
They want you to daydream. And there's a competition. 1,200 people applied. Only 70 made the cut. The competition, as it says here in this Vice article, was fierce, but also subdued. And kind of mentally checked out at the same time.
Huh.
That's because this intense competition is deliberately intended not to be intense at all. It's the annual International Space Out Competition. It was actually held in Hong Kong this past weekend. A similar competition was held in Seoul, South Korea earlier this year. It's a contest to see which participant can stare the hardest into the middle distance.
Hmm.
So you know how people have raw dog flights now?
Yeah.
You can't have any electronics.
So
you can't sleep either. You just kind of stare at the scene
into a middle distance.
So this is like that, but not on a plane.
Yeah, and you don't actually have to be daydreaming. You could just be really intensely focused in that middle distance off into nowhere.
I kind of respect this because we're all so in our phones now. Our noses are in our phones.
Yeah, let's unplug a little.
You got to be able to do something else. And I would not be able to do this for very long.
No.
Because at home, I usually have like a TV on, a computer on, a phone on. You're doing like a million different things,
uh-huh.
right? Doing jumping jacks. Yeah. You're like eating something.
Kids are screaming at you.
Yeah, you have to do like 20 things at once.
Yeah.
This kind of, you unplug from all that. You put the devices in a lockbox.
Yeah, it's a simpler time.
You sit down, you stare off into space like a psychopath. You like that?
Like our forefathers did.
Who do you think on
what
the
else
show?
Are they doing?
Who on this show would be the best at just staring off into space?
Billy.
You think Billy could do
Billy?
It?
I think Billy.
Billy, you think you could do this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty good at disconnecting from like my phone and TV and stuff like that.
I respect it,
but I think I'd get bored very quickly.
Yeah, I don't know that any of us would be good at it, but who would be best at it? Maybe me.
Yeah, you could do it.
I do a lot of just staring randomly. I could do that.
Nick's too young. He couldn't do it.
See, that's the thing. It's like, do I have to, like, are you like, are
he probably brings his parents to his job interviews. Yeah.
Like, you looking at, like,
my first day.
Like, do you look at just, like, one spot and just stare?
Yeah.
Like, see, I got to find out what the rules are. Like, am I hot?
Yeah, you're just grilling a space out there.
Right. Can my eyes wander, or is that still?
No.
No, you're daydreaming.
NBC Sports Boston drone doesn't know what to do.
So. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you turn it that way.
Yeah,
what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
So anyway, TV? No.
That's interesting.
You.
I don't think we'd be very good at it.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we went pretty tough the last couple of days. This is going to be a little bit of an easier one. This ball player played from 1992 to 2008. Ah, really, 06. Looks like he came back for a game in 08. But
quite a career.
92 to 06. He played mostly with the San Francisco Giants, also played with the California Angels, and then played very little bit with the Yankees and the Red Sox.
JT Snow.
Correct.
Wow! I was about to guess Chili Davis.
I love JT Snow.
Wow.
JT Snow's a good one.
I was going to
6-time Gold Glover?
Wow.
That guy can pick it.
Throw around the leather.
JT Snow is the one who saved Dusty Baker's kid, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Dusty Baker's kid's either in AAA or close to the
That's
majors
true.
At this point.
No, I think he came up to the majors late this year, if I'm not mistaken.
One of those, if you want to feel old.
Yes, yeah. It was. 100%
sure.
He came up. Yep.
He
was also a guy that was a switch hitter and then gave it up. You're like,
oh, interesting. Yeah. So he was out of Major League Baseball after 2006 and then came back for a cameo in 08.
He played one game with the Giants in 08, so maybe it was to actually looks like he got into a game for a minute.
Yeah, it's probably like get in there, finish your career with the Giants, one of those. Okay.
He had a 28 dong season
JT
in
Snow,
97.
What did that stand for?
Scotty. Short for Scotty. No, Jack Thomas Snow.
Jason Tatum Snow.
That's a strong name.
Jack Thomas Snow?
That's a strong name.
Yeah, that's a real
name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a man.
That's when men were men.
It's back before we had phones. We just used to stare off into space.
Oh, he could do the space out competition.
Yeah, the best for real. Yeah.
Good for him. Good for you, Billy. Well done. That was quick.
Nice. Very fast, yeah.
Very good. So that. Oh, real quick. Oh, we got one more.
Yeah, we should have one more.
I know. We're running out.
Yeah.
We're running out of show here.
Grandma got run over by a
grab bag. Horror movie of the day. Yeah. I'm going to give you the original Saw. Came out in 2004. You can stream it on HBO Max. I think the first 7 Saws might be on Max. The first one is an excellent movie. I think with a lot of times when there's like a million sequels and not everybody likes the sequels, you forget just how good the original was. The original Saw, one of my favorite horror movies of all time.
And shout out to the Dork Podcast. You guys are ranking the top horror movie
franchises.
Thank you.
That's out right now.
I, without spoiling too much, Saw's in there.
It's in the top 10.
Okay.
It's in the top 10.
So there's your recommendation of the day. It's the grab bag on Jones and Keefe. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons. What does Andy Hart minus Christian Arkin have coming up today? We'll get to it.
Grab bag.
That's next. Jones and Keefe, you're on WEEI. WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart takes over here momentarily. Text line says grab bag today was educational, Keefe.
I think that the whole Scotty thing, if that didn't blow your mind, I don't know what would.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah.
If we're being honest, I was unaware of it. A lot of people shouting out JT Snow's father, rather, played in the NFL.
That's another educational item.
How about that?
Okay.
Add that to the list.
Uh-huh.
The crossover is brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try the 99 new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. 4 hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. No Arkan today.
No Arkan today.
Oh, no.
He's yelling at me
under the weather
day after day, is apparently taking its toll on his throat. You know, he can be a bit loud and rowdy. And, he woke up today. He thought he had strep. I don't think he actually has strep. So, yeah, no. No Arkan today. I'll be sliding into that big host one chair.
Oh, I'm all ears now.
Nice. So he likes to. Did you notice he comes in? He doesn't like to sit in the same chair that
Oh, no, yeah.
The previous host is in. Sir, are you okay sitting in this chair, or are you going to swap out the chair?
He changes the chair.
He doesn't like a warm chair.
He doesn't like a warm chair.
To be fair, you left one very warm a few days ago.
Yeah, I did.
Because I have mocked.
That was mostly urine.
I've mocked Arcand for this, but there was one day
it wasn't too warm.
It was strangely warm.
Mother hen the crap out of that thing.
Kind of smelled like poop.
Like it was hot. It was hot like, and poopy.
There was a lot going on
there. I can't tell you.
Okay, so he doesn't have strep, but he's still not here.
He is still not here. I've been told to get used to this. Maybe you can give me some advice. He's not the healthiest of people.
Well, I didn't say that.
Have you done shows without him frequently?
He can be a little he can be a little under the weather from time to time. Speaking of weather, you got to monitor that too. With the weather getting colder, there was a day where there was snow in the forecast and it rained.
Okay, I'm driving from a long way away. He better never call in weather on my watch.
I think I'd get ready for that.
Hart's the guy at the high school reunion that wins the furthest away competition.
Who traveled the furthest to get here?
It was Andy Hart.
So yeah,
2 hours of traffic for this.
Some people will like this. The Six Rings boys will be taking over from 2 to 4.
Oh, I like that.
Nick Fitzy Stevens will obviously be talking a lot about the Patriots and this trip to London and a team that seems to be strangely maybe feeling itself a little bit. Like there's a win on the horizon, and I would question
they're big dogs. They're big dogs in this game,
which is
a
little weird. Yeah, a little bit, And I actually will pose the question. I'm not sure you really want to win this game because you could kind of screw the pooch next April if you win this
winning
game
this
October. Question mark.
We'll get into that.
That's your take is lose out now?
That was my take before the season. Wait a minute. Yeah, that was my take before the season. Exactly.
Don't you want Drake May to throw a couple of tugs, win a couple games?
No, your take is they were going to win 0 games and it lasted 1 week.
Yeah. And I might be closer to right than anyone wants to admit.
They won the first game of the season.
And they've lost 5 in a row.
It's really the most wrong you could do.
They're well on their way.
You were wrong right after Labor Day.
Jack wagons.
You didn't have a chance to cash out on the bet. You lost immediately.
Immediately. Most wrong.
This Sunday was the perfect game. Drake May was fun. He was entertaining. He threw touchdowns. He showed hope for the future.
I want some
and
wins.
The team got smooshed.
What's the difference between picking 5 and 10?
Now good players. Usually the line between blue chip and I guess I'll take this guy.
But you can move from 10 to 5.
But what about 1 to 6? Like, that's a big difference.
No, more importantly, you guys are losing it.
If I have
the number one pick, I'm trading it for 3 first-round picks. Nice. And suddenly
so you
we're
want
restocking.
The number one pick just to trade it?
Yes. Okay. I don't need a quarterback. I have mine. I don't want Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
I want 3 first-round picks, which I turn into a receiver, a Will Campbell or a Banks or a left tackle, a pass rusher. And guess what? Then we can try the stupid Adam Jones quick turnaround.
What about Trevor?
That's not stupid.
Because it was 1 year too early. Next year, we're talking quick turnaround, baby.
Okay, well, yeah. No, now they didn't even try this year. Now they should try this next offseason.
That's a good point.
It's no longer a quick turnaround. If you have to play.
Oh, 2 years is a quick turnaround. From as abysmal as they were to the playoffs in 2 years.
Wow.
I know it's not Houston, but it's a quick turnaround. All that's a nice 2-year turnaround.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll be getting into some of that. We'll also be getting into what you just touched on a little bit.
JT Snow.
No.
Oh.
He was the random player of the day.
De Niro's film career.
And who's his
career?
Dad? What football player
is
he?
I don't know. I didn't fact check the text line. That's on me.
12 inches of snow?
Eric. Wait, so what did we just touch on?
That was good. I have this question about Elliot Wolf that ties into my don't win any more games, get the number one pick. Is he so poor at putting together offensive line talent that this is what you got? Or he sneaky was tanking and no one knew it?
No, he's just this bad at it.
I don't like that mindset.
He's just
because now that I'm handing him the number one overall pick and $130 million.
Because you know what's insane? The guy they found a week ago in Ben Brown is
Big Ben Brown.
Significantly better than Nick Leverett, who was like your plan as your backup immediately.
And
you coached him up for 2 months, and then you're like, you found this guy off the street.
They
did
that. Didn't they say that with another guy? They got another guy off the Packers practice squad that's probably going to
Laservius Smith or something.
Yeah.
And he's like left-handed. Mayo learned today that a lefty snapping is different than a righty snapping. And I was like, it makes sense. I mean, I've never thought about it, but I'm not the head coach of a team.
It would turn the opposite way.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's like a toilet.
Just like a punter.
Yeah.
A punter. The left and the right. Bill loved the lefties because it spins differently and it Fs up the returners.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you got Hart and Fitzy.
Just me.
Six ring boys.
And then Mego.
It's not just you.
Oh, and Mego.
Mego, 4 to 6.
So
You still got Stiz and Brian, right?
We got Stiz, we got Brian,
Fitzy,
we got Mike,
Hart,
if he shows
Mego,
up, whoever that other guy is.
Arcan's got the sniffies. Rest of the week, TBD on that
TBD,
one?
TBD. I mean, you may know more than I. Like, you have a history working
with
him.
I'm going to call it TBD.
So I need to get ready to, like, fill the void for a few days here.
Yes.
Correct. Mind the gap.
Yeah, yep. Get ready for that. Well, stay tuned. It's WEEI Afternoons. It comes your way next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.